This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
America's mother-in-law, Elizabeth Warren, responded in her usual nasty way by going after Michael Bloomberg and warning him that if she becomes president as a billionaire, she will tax him $3 billion a year. Yes, she actually now has found a way to lecture people online. She's created a way to lecture billionaires online directly. It's amazing. It's remarkable, actually. She's got this thing. You go on there and you put in your money, your calculation, and then it shows you how much of your billions she'll take. And it's an online lecture tool that only America's mother-in-law could roll out. I mean, it's amazing. And so Bloomberg went on there and he found out, yeah, 3 billion, three B's. It's like a threat. Like, you know, if you want to run this race, it's going to cost you. Elizabeth Warren taking aim at Michael Bloomberg's billionaire status, tweeting out, "Welcome to the race, Mike Bloomberg, exclamation mark. If you're looking for policy plans that will make a huge difference for working people and which are very popular, start here. A calculator for the billionaires."
Oh, boy.
Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, man.
Some billionaires seem confused about how much they would pay under Elizabeth's ultra-millionaire tax. Don't worry. Now we have a way to show them. Ultra-millionaire is a billionaire. So there you go. We have a calculator for that, too. I mean, it's literally America's mother-in-law. Like, well, have you calculated what your earnings are going to be this year as you do your college savings accounts for my grandchildren? The calculator asks the user if he or she is a billionaire. If the user chooses no, the calculator provides a list of well-known billionaires and encourages users to pick a billionaire to see how much they would pay under Elizabeth's wealth tax. Pick one of the guys that got away from my little girl.
No,
she'd be rich right now.
No.
And have no worries instead of the talk show host she married. Pick one of those guys, and then you can see how much they would pay. So it's a little bit of schadenfreude there. It's a little bit like, all right, we all hate billionaires. Pick one, like the Hunger Games. Pick one and see how much that poor son of a bee is going to have to pay under my plan. Pick another one. Yeah, pick that guy too. He's going to pay $3 billion, $6 billion, $8 billion. Keep going, keep going. And then eventually you get to Bill Gates, and Bill Gates just has found a way now to put a virus in the entire thing and bring it down, which is great. Good for Bill Gates. Maybe that isn't true. Mike Bloomberg has a net worth of $52 billion. So the site says, in all caps, because that's what mothers-in-law do. They lecture in all caps online. Mike Bloomberg would pay $3.079 billion next year under Elizabeth's wealth tax, the calculator reads. And it adds, Mike Bloomberg has a net worth of $52 billion. Don't worry too much about Mike Bloomberg. If history is any guide, if billionaires do nothing other than invest their wealth in the stock market, it's likely that their wealth will continue to grow. Oh, that's funny because I thought she hates the stock market too. But now the stock market's the answer for how everybody can keep growing their wealth. That's amazing to me. See, now I thought the stock market was bad. Didn't you say crossing the stock market was bad, Ray? But now she likes the stock market. And Elizabeth's wealth tax, which only impacts America's 75,000 wealthiest families, oh, just them, would generate enough revenue to cover, ready? Universal child care, quality public education, forgive student loan debt, provide free public college, and help finance Medicare for all. Not finance Medicare for all. Help finance Medicare for all. Because even with the wealth tax, it's not enough money on the ultra, uber, super duper millionaire, uber duper double secret probation tax. It's still not enough money. So she still has to raise money on working people in the middle class to pay for Medicare for all. And you see, that's the dirty little secret here. That's the dirty little secret in this whole little three-card Monty game she's playing. Even with the billionaire's tax, still not enough money to pay for Medicare for all. Which is why so many people are going to be paying more taxes under Elizabeth Warren if she becomes president. That's the fact. That's the truth. But in the meantime, you can have fun hating billionaires, making them the bad guys and gals. And remember, they have enough money to leave. They don't have to stay. Like, some of us have to stay. We have nowhere else to go. You know, there's nowhere else to go, and we're just stuck here. We got to stay. So no matter what happens, I can't just pack up and move to Italy. I don't know if I can get a talk show host job there. My options are limited around the world in terms of where I can go and what I can do. I don't know if I can do the BBC and one of their talk show hosts. I don't know if I can calm down enough to discuss the effects on the pound, or I don't know if I could do it. I just don't know if my tone would work on British public radio.
It wouldn't. I'm telling you right now, it wouldn't.
You don't think so?
No.
Maybe that could become a new bit. Me hosting a British public radio show. So I don't have many other options, but Bloomberg does. He can pack up and go, I'm out. In fact, all those wealthy families that I mentioned, the wealthiest families, they can all go, we're all going to buy our own island and live there. We're going to call it Billionaireville. Billionaireville, and it's like Whoville, but with billionaires. And we're just not going to give you any more of our money. So, see ya. I mean, they could do that if they wanted to, but why won't they? Who knows? Maybe they will. Maybe they'll say enough is enough. I don't know.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.